Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 141 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and it's time to party because today is Bizarro Day! This is one of those days and one of those pages when everything is exactly the opposite of what it should be. I know this is just paranoia. This is podcast madness striking me from doing a daily podcast for so long now. But it's one of those days when it begins to feel deliberate. Like, how could you get everything, not just wrong, but exactly opposite of what it should be so consistently on a single page of this book? And I don't know how it happened, but I do know that what it affects and what it affects pervasively is air combat. If you play a character or try to play a character who engages in a lot of aerial combat, you're going to immediately bump into this rampant illogic. It does not require a close read to see the problems. Let's start with something we discussed a little last time, which is TMF, Transient Maneuvering Factor. This all-important stat is added to virtually everything you try to do in aerial combat. All of your dog fighting of various kinds, gaining a dog tail, losing a dog tail, jinking, doing rollovers, all of it requires you to add the TMF, the transient maneuvering factor of your vehicle, which, as we discussed last time, does not exist. It is a feature vehicles are supposed to have, but don't in this game. So you can't really do all these things you're meant to do. The mechanics don't work. The importance of the TMF is so great that even what is called a speed escape, which is simply an attempt to say, fuck it, I don't want to deal with aerial combat. I'm going to fly in a straight line away as fast as I can. Even that is not just pure speed class. Even that requires you to add the transient maneuvering factor of your vehicle to your roll. But not every combat action does. There are exactly two things you can attempt in aerial combat that do not require you to roll, and therefore know, your TMF. The first of them is the maneuver escape. Yes, the attempt to escape aerial combat by taking advantage of your maneuverability and making quick changes in course and speed does not factor in your vehicle's maneuverability. Again, even flying in a straight line requires you to roll your vehicle's maneuverability, but not specifically using your vehicle's maneuverability to escape combat. Bizarro Day! The other thing that does not require your maneuverability rating, and that you can therefore do in this game with the missing transient maneuvering factor stat, is playing chicken. Because obviously the ability to change course quickly would be irrelevant in chicken. Chicken is an unusual aerial tactic. Allow me to quote from the book about how it's different from other combat maneuvers. Quote, "Everything we've talked about so far has dealt with the importance of the vehicle, the importance of skill, and the importance of luck in air-to-air combat. Chicken tactics bring in a new factor, guts." So if you're outclassed in the air, you might start a game of chicken to even the odds and make it a game of sheer balls. The rest of this section goes on to describe the chicken rules, which turn out to be literally the only place in aerial combat that you use your piloting skill and your air-to-air combat skill. Which means that in supersonic dogfighting, the only difference between a raw recruit and a seasoned veteran of aerial combat is how well they play chicken. Yes, that's right. If you're a fighter pilot, playing chicken is actually the only place where your years of training and experience matter, because it's Bizarro Day! So what do we do when we play chicken? Well, the first thing we do is we subdivide the melee round into 10 segments. 10 chances to veer away. You fly straight at your opponent, and over these 10 subdivisions, we have a growing penalty to veer away from the collision. In the first segment, we get a minus 10 penalty. In the second, a minus 20, and so on. These are percentile rolls. Unlike anything in the rest of aerial combat, you actually do roll your skill here. It doesn't specify that it's your pilot skill, but I can't imagine what else it would be. So because this is a combat-oriented percentile roll, you can add in your air-to-air combat skill as well. Remember that air-to-air combat, like offensive driving, is an add-on skill. It stacks on to your pilot skill, causes it to increase faster because both skills level up, and it allows you to have a skill level over 98%. Most skills top out at 98%, but With air-to-air combat or offensive driving, you can go over 100 so that you can take on gigantic penalties for bad road or high speed or whatever, and still have a decent shot of success. As we saw with driving, by 6th level, a strong driver has such a high total bonus that even in the worst conditions and the highest speeds, they almost always keep control of their vehicle. This game may have gotten the math on that pretty wrong, but the intent is that if you're good at driving, you can handle penalties that would wipe out lesser drivers. And so when I turn to fly directly toward my opponent at supersonic speed in this all-or-nothing game of courage, what overwhelming odds do I face? Well, it depends on whether I have the air-to-air combat skill, which if I'm a trained fighter pilot, I do not. Because it's Bizarro Day! That's right, it turns out that if you take the Military Combat Aircraft Skill Program, it does give you advanced pilot skills, but specifically it gives you the ability to pilot 4 different aircraft. It does not give you general access to advanced pilot skills such that you can take air-to-air combat. You can still get them, but it requires you to take the basic advanced pilot skill program as well. Yes, that does mean that once you've been through fighter pilot training, you need to go double up and take civilian pilot training to learn about aerial combat. Bizarro Day. So let's say that I do both. I've got a decent skill bonus. If I'm a fighter pilot, presumably I'm from one of those classes that is either like a military class or the PI, so I've got a nice big bonus, 10% or 15%. I'm going to end up with a 112% base pilot skill, or 122% for the PI, at level 1, which means that on the first thrilling round of chicken, my chance to veer away from sudden death is a mere 102%. If I'm a PI, I can go to round 2 and still have 102% chance to veer away. This somewhat deflates the heroism of my hotshot flying, and it reduces the tension of the first couple of rounds to 0 as things are not getting at all more dangerous. This problem worsens as pilots level up. By 6th level, an optimized pilot still has a 94% chance to escape the game of chicken unscathed on the 8th of 10 turns. Then on the 9th subsection, though, it does get a little dicey. He gets down to a mere 84% chance to pull away at the last moment from the clutches of death. And then on round 10, he dies. Now, I know what you're thinking. Doesn't he still have a 74% chance to pull away because he's got that gigantic over 100% skill bonus? No. As it turns out, a special rule provides that when the penalty to pull away from a game of chicken reaches 100%, notwithstanding your gigantic skill that is over 100%, you immediately drop to no chance to pull away and collide. Bizarro Day! Now, you have to admire the complex failure of the chicken rules. The way that rather than acting as a skill equalizer, it turns chicken into the only thing that skilled pilots actually excel at over novices. The way that it manages to absolutely flatline the tension level of a tactic where rising tension is the whole point. The way that it turns a test of courage into a thing you literally have an over 100% chance of succeeding at. And the way that in the last round, it applies a special rule to subvert the point of the air-to-air combat skill, which can literally only be used in this situation. But for sheer perverseness of design, having exactly 2 ways to get away from combat, speed and maneuverability, and having your maneuverability bonus apply only to the speed one, has to be the dumbest thing on this page. Here's wishing you and yours a happy Bizarro Day, and please join me tomorrow when we reach the thrilling conclusion of aerial combat, which is to say, mid-air collision, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.